السلام علیکم ورحمت اللہ وبرکاتہ. مفتی صاحب, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health. Mufti sahab, inshallah the ummah is waiting for your beautiful nasiha this morning. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban to you, Mufti sahab. The platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 16th of Ramadan Mubarak 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 25, Suratul Furqan, the criterion, and verse 71. Almighty Allah created us weak. Every human being today who's living has certain weaknesses, and when we are sane and mature, then we are mukallaf, we are then obliged to fulfill and fulfill the commandments of Almighty Allah, the teaching, preaching of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we will falter along the road and along this journey and voyage. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gave us one institution, and that is called Tawbah, repentance. How our clothes, we wear it, and we look so handsome, beautiful, attractive, the lady. And then when it gets dirty, we don't throw it away. We just go and wash it, or we get somebody else to wash it. And then again, it is white and bright and shining, glittering. So similarly, that Almighty Allah gave us this concept of Tawbah and repentance. Chapter 24 and verse number 31. Almighty Allah is commanding each one of us, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. O you Muslims, every one of you must make Tawbah and turn to Almighty Allah and say, Ya Allah, I'm a sinner, I'm a transgressor. There are no mitigating circumstances. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. No one, there are no exemptions, no exclusions. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. O you believers, yet to iman, that is what our faith demands from us. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So that you are successful. We are now already in the second half of Ramadan. Daily we should be increasing and begging Almighty Allah Jalla Wa'ala for forgiveness. The month of Ramadan is Shahrul Ghufran, the month of forgiveness. O Muslim, O Muslimah, speak to Allah in any language. Hence in chapter 25, verse 71, وَمَنْ تَابَ. And whosoever turned to Almighty Allah and begging forgiveness, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. And he continues with the good deeds, not he goes back to the vices. This also is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter number 66 and verse number 8. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Ay iman walo. O you who believe, and the people who have attained faith. Tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. Turn to Almighty Allah with such repentance that is nasuha. So the sahaba, the people asked Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, what is this nasuha? We don't understand. He was a genius, and Umar illustrated the point and said, when you milk the she-camel, the cow, do you see the milk going back into the animal? They said, no. He said, definitely not like that. He said, don't go back to your vices, no relapse. as people speak about it in the drug industry, Allah forbid. So we must continue with the good deeds. فَإِنَّهُ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا. So that tawbah, repentance, return to Almighty Allah, matabah, will be such a tawbah that will be accepted. So first thing for tawbah, tawbah means repentance. So tawbah, repentance are six conditions. Number one, an-nadama. We must have regret and sorrow, O Almighty Allah. Every minute, every moment, every second, your bounties are recurring upon us. Instead of me being loyal, I went and violated and broke all your laws almost. Imagine. That is how ungrateful, how unthankful we are. So remorse and regret should show that we are ashamed of ourselves. Number two, the vices we are involved in. We must detach ourselves from that immediately. Allah forbid people are involved in drugs, alcohol, fornication, adultery, gay business, lesbian, people involved in riba and interest, and all these vices and so forth. So wife abuse and battering the wife and having girlfriend and boyfriend and all these type of things. Yeah, immediately we must detach ourselves away from it. All these addictions people have. So Allah forbid, so we have to turn away from that. Third, the rights of Almighty Allah. Every one of us, from the time we became baligh and mature and attained the age of puberty, maturity, how many salat and namaz we have missed? How many siyam and fast we have missed? How many times, how many years passed we did not pay zakat properly? So these are the rights and obligations of Almighty Allah. They need to be addressed and redressed. Then number four, the rights of creation. We owe ABC, we owe XYZ, Muslim or non-Muslim, or a jutla also. You can't say he's a jutla, so I don't have to pay him. Nay, whether he's a Jew, whether he's Christian, whether he's a Hindu, whether he's atheist, we owe that person money, so we have to pay them. That is compulsory Islamically. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يُغْفَرُ لِلشَّهِيدِ كُلُّ ذَنْبٍ إِلَّا الدَّيْنِ, that all the sins of the person who made the supreme sacrifice will be forgiven, the martyr, but debts will not be forgiven. Open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. So we need to be clear. So show remorse and regret. Get away and detach ourselves immediately from the vices we are indulging in, Allah forbid. Try and fulfill the rights of Almighty Allah with the qaza. Fourth one, human beings' right. Fifth one, that go to what Quran says, Tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. This tawbah and repentance should not be temporary. It must be permanent. That every day we are begging Almighty Allah to guide us along this journey. And we must not have a relapse. That to go back to this, after Ramadan, to go back to the sayyi'ah, to the bad, to go back to the vices, no more salat, no more good deeds, the movies, Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood will increase again. A sayyi'ah ba'd al-hasana, to go back to vices after virtue, is a sign of rejection by Almighty Allah, Allah forbid. And we continue al-hasanat ba'd al-hasanat, to continue with the virtuous deeds after the meritorious actions, that is a sign of qabuliyya and acceptance. Always remember that. If you go to Iraq, where Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal Shaybani rahimahullah is buried, then next to him is Bishr Hafi, the sage of the age is buried, and he used to say, بئس القوم لا يعرفون الله إلا في رمضان. Horrible, terrible are the people who only worship, recognize Allah properly in the month of Ramadan, and other 11 months we don't do it. So imagine that. So yeah, Allah is teaching us. And the last one, Rabbana taqabbal minna. Oh Allah, we're making tawbah. Oh Allah, we're asking you for forgiveness. Because you are ghaffar, you are ghafoor. Ya Allah, forgive us. Forgive our disease. Forgive the entire ummah and muslimah. Allahumma ghafir li ummati Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these are the lessons we should take from here. Oh Khautengas, now is 1-2 minutes left for you. you. Take your tablet and inshallah start making reading istighfar, your du'as, and inshallah your time will elapse in 1 minute now, inshallah. So try and now find with do all the things you have to do, your medicine and whatever else that you need your attention immediately. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us go to the news, views and interviews locally, nationally, internationally. Today is day 173, remember of the Gaza genocide. Israel attacked Rafah last night and yesterday, 3 different places, and obviously there will be casualties and so forth and so on. Speaking of casualties, I sent out a report from Israeli sources. Remember that minimum they say that more than 3,600 casualties on the Israeli side, 600 of their senior soldiers and whoever, they were sent to and dispatched to hell already. That's minimum. We say it's much more than 1,000 of them, and then 3,000 of them seriously wounded and injured. So remember that they also feeling the pain, the haramis. And remember, Bibi now is attacking Washington. This is his old style, to create a crisis, remember, so that to divert the attention away from the real problem, the problem of occupation, the problem of look at this. Yesterday I sent it out. We sent it out on Twitter, on X, on Telegram, and on all the groups to thousands of people in the Israeli prisons. Remember, our Muslim sisters and daughters, the Palestinians, are being raped, and sexual assault is common in the Israeli prison. You swines, what else can I call you? You jutlas, you Zionists, you super terrorists, that is what you found, that remember to use rape as a war crime, and that will be your system now. Therefore, you are the most despicable and hated nation the whole world is seeing. Who the jutlas are, who Israelis are, and your moral army, my footman, your moral army, and the only democracy in the Middle East. You tearing everything up yourself and scoring own goals. Therefore, you're a cursed nation, murderers of prophets and messengers and baby killers and super rapers, you haramis. And if you don't know what harami means, it means a bee, and for you it means a double bee. Remember that. So one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. The hostages' families are fed up with Bibi Netanyahu and his government, so they're protesting on the major highways in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem and in between and so forth. Remember that as far as the Muslim public goes, they hate Israel and they hate the Zionists and they hate the Jews. So you see in Jordan, so the Jordanian forces, the army, police, had to break up the protests by the Jordanians. Many of them are Palestinians. So outside the Israeli embassy, if they wanted, you must remember, and they were given permission, they should take that Israeli embassy and burn it to pieces. So everywhere, you see there in Morocco, there day before yesterday, they had a big march of ladies, and they're speaking against the rape and the sexual assault of the Palestinian women. So if you look at Morocco, they're against it. You look at Jordan, they're against it. You take the public of Egypt, they're against it. You take the public of Emiratis and Saudis, they're against it. But these are dictators, haramis. So you must remember, they have the army of America to support them. Therefore, they feel they can do whatever they want to. And therefore, almost every day, I'm drumming this in your head. Saudi Arabia's MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, and of Emirates, remember, your Dubai, Abu Zabi, in Arabic is Abu Zabi, not Abu Dhabi. So Abu Zabi, remember that they are MBZ, Murtad bin Zindiq, all Murtad, Shaitan, haramis they are. So Israel is guilty of genocide. United Nations spokesperson, one of the main people there, said 100% they're guilty. White House, they say this is now the White House coming from there. They say Bibi Netanyahu is deliberately provoking the US, you see. So now he wants that there must be tension, because if he falls, they also must fall. In Baltimore, a bridge collapsed. So that also, remember, they say something happened to the boat and what have you, and it smashed that bridge and finished now. So people are missing, and the last, they said 6 people were missing. Donald Trump is gagged. You see, now he was involved with the prostitute Stormy Daniels, so she's created a big storm. She said that, you know what he did, oh Trump? He paid me $130,000 to keep me quiet, hush money, as they call it. But now everything came out in the open and so forth. So the judge has told Donald Trump that you must defend yourself and you must not be attacking this judge and that judge, and don't attack witnesses. You are the person on trial. You're not the judge here. So they're gagging him as well. So the United Nations says that Palestinian funding is secured till the end of May. So you know what UNRWA. So there some people, countries have pulled out, like America and so forth. The haram is this American super terrorist just like Israel. Zelensky fires his security chief. There's a lot of things happening which the mass media is not telling you about. Putin is showing them a lesson, and they sing stars, daytime, Ukraine and NATO and so forth. The Pentagon chief says the civilian death toll is too high in Gaza and in Palestine. And 5 Chinese were killed in a Pakistani blast. They say it was a suicide blast. So remember, they will always try and destabilize Pakistan, irrespective of who the government is. Listen to this. Any person who's got some sense of justice, you try and make sense of this. In Palestine, occupied Palestine, so if a jutla, a police, an army, or any Jew for that matter, Zionist, if they say they feel threatened, a Palestinian is walking past them, they say, no, I was feeling threatened that this guy will attack me or he will shoot me. So they got the right to kill that person, that Palestinian, and they'll justify it. And the courts will also justify it. Can you believe that? So you're just feeling threatened and you can take a person's life. And then they got the notorious law of detention without trial, as we had under apartheid South Africa. So this is your Israel. The only solution, remember, is this whole entity of Israel, Kayanu Sahyuniya in Arabic. For you students, ulama, write that term. Kayan, with the kaf, Kayanu Sahyuniya. This entire Israeli, remember, apparatus and entity must be dismantled completely, and it must be wiped off the face of the earth. That is the only way you will get peace in this earth. So remember, it will happen with Allah Ta'ala's will and decree. Inna al-batila kana zahuqa. So that is what we are saying. And for Nakakula, there is big trouble for her, that bribery, and they say somebody even bribed her with a wig. Can you believe that? Our Speaker of the Parliament, she was bribed with a wig when she was the Minister of Defense and so forth. So you know that these people, they corrupt to the core, majority of them. And now our history lesson for today, Ramadan Diary. So today is the 16th of Ramadan. You must notice one thing, you Muslims, because Muslims majority don't know whether they're coming or going, you must remember, and they don't understand how media works. Any person who becomes very famous, remember, and they praise him, you must remember that that person is either pro-Zionist or sympathetic to them. Messi has messed your life up. He's 100% pro-Israel, pro-Zionist. You Muslims, are you such idiots that you follow such haramis? So you should know these type of things. So study your history lesson, 16th Ramadan, Gregorian calendar, 1799. Napoleon Bonaparte comes with his army and attacks Egypt. He reaches a place called Arish. You just study your Google and your Atlas and so forth, your Rafah and your Arish and all that, all nearby. But the Muslim army defeated him, mashallah, in a place called Akka. Akka nowadays is called Acre, A-C-R-E. So he also was pro-Zionism, but Allah Jalla Wala humiliated and disgraced him. For you Christians, I have one question. I said, let me discuss it today, because tomorrow you're preparing to go for holidays. It's a long weekend, Good Friday, Easter Monday, and so forth. This is what your Bible says. You're my Christian brother, Christian sister, Christian child. So I'm giving you the reference, Matthew. You go and open the Bible, Matthew, chapter 12 and verse 40. I repeat, Matthew chapter 12 and verse 40. So what is written there in the Bible? This is what is written. I'm paraphrasing it. It's written in the Bible that Jonah, Jonah is Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam. Jonah remained in the belly of the fish for 3 days, 3 nights. So you, meaning Jesus, you also will remain in the belly of the earth for 3 days and 3 nights. So this is what the Christians tell the world, that Jesus was crucified, he died on the cross. We as Muslims reject all this completely, absolutely, totally. وَمَا قَتَلُوا وَمَا صَلَبُوا. Nor did the Jews assassinate Jesus and kill him, nor did they crucify him. So Islam rejects that. But I'm giving you the Christian theory. So the Christians say that he was killed and he was crucified and so forth, and he was then placed on the cross, on the crucifix. And then it happened on a Friday. So Friday at before sunset, then they took him for Jesus and they buried him in the tomb. So we have to count now 3 days, 3 nights, as Jonah was in the belly of the fish, so he, Jesus, has to be in the belly of the earth for 3 days, 3 nights. So count, you Christians, Friday night, one. Saturday night, two. And Saturday, the day. Okay, so thus far you got 2 nights and 1 day. Friday night, Saturday night, and Saturday the day. So 2 nights, 1 day. Sunday morning when Mary Magdalene comes, the tomb is empty. The Holy Sepulchre, as you call, Kanisatul Qiyamah, as we call. So where's 3 days, 3 nights? Either the Bible is lying, or either your Pope and priests are lying, or either your whole Christianity is based on a hoax. When it was Christmas time, I told you that they're making you Christians fools. And these are your two biggest holidays. One is Christmas, 25th December. Jesus, peace be upon him, his milad, honorable birth, took place in summer. Remember, summer there in Palestine, Bethlehem, is June, July. And not December. December is midwinter. I was there summertime and wintertime, so we know that much. And remember that we went to the Holy Sepulchre. So if you say that Jesus is Son of God and God, then how come God is born and God dies and God is buried? Then who's running the world, Christians? And then secondly, which is your Bible telling you that 3 days, 3 nights, that Jonah was in the belly of the fish and he, Jesus, will be 3 days, 3 nights in the belly of the earth? It shows something is fishy. You Christians better start waking up. They're making you all fools and idiots and taking you for a ride straight to hell. Remember that. Today, inshallah al-Aziz, is Wednesday, so 8:30 to 9 will be Mawlana Musa Akudi. Make dua for Mawlana, mashallah, for all the help and all assistance he's giving us. Allah Ta'ala reward him and his family. And inshallah, 11 to 12 is bliss of marriage, and 1 to 2 will be the tafsir, commentary of the Quran Sharif, and the noble, glorious Quran. And Wednesday between Zohar and Asr, duas are accepted. Monona, we have exactly 10 minutes, inshallah, for our rapid quick fire, inshallah, Q&A. So whatever the listeners have asked, inshallah, we will try and answer with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Mufti Sahab, I'm a revert and want to know if clipping the nails while fasting breaks the fast in wuzu also.
No, my brother, my sister, mashallah, you made the right choice. Go to the noble Quran, chapter 8, Surah Anfal, verse 38. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيَّنْتَهُ يُخْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. You, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform humanity that once they abstain, refrain, and divorce and detach themselves from all the other religions, and they embrace Islam sincerely, then the sins are forgiven of that person there. So therefore, you must now follow Islam and not custom and tradition. You are fasting, you want to clip your nails, toenails, fingernails, all perfect. Your fast is valid, your wudu is valid. You go for a haircut, so your fast is valid and your wudu is valid. Everything valid, my brother.
Muslims believe that every creature is created by God. So why is it forbidden for Muslims to eat pork? In today's time, we have high pressure cookers and gas to burn out any sickness in the pork. Explain the logistics behind it.
Thank you, my brother, my sister. That is what I love when you non-Muslims ask me questions, and therefore we open the fora for you. You must ask whatever you want to. Every question is uncensored, remember, and I haven't seen the questions. I give you three answers. Answer number one, me and you are traveling in the plane, right? You're sitting next to me, because this happens to me on many an occasion when I have to travel locally, nationally, internationally. So the person will ask, why you don't eat pork and why you don't eat ham and bacon and what have you? So I told him, see, you must give me an honest answer. I tell you, you're a goat, you're a sheep, but you'll say, yeah, not bad. I tell you, you're a cow. I say, you're a pig, you're a swine. He say, hey, don't call me that. I say, hey, but every day you're hitting and banging the pork bangers. Every day you're having breakfast with ham and bacon. So what's wrong if I call you a pig and a swine? So you yourself, you take offense when I call you a pig and swine. So that's my first response. Second one, my brother, or sister, I want to ask you, did you study a swine, a pig? You must go study it and go see what it does. It is that creation that never looks up. It's always looking down. And why it's looking down all the time? It's looking for more filth and more dirt and so forth. It will never eat that what is tayyib and pure and wholesome. It will always consume that which is khabis and impure and something. So you are what you eat. So today, why the Western culture, they love their incest, they love their adultery, they love their fornication, they love their lesbian and they love their gay business. Because you are what you eat. So because you love your wine and swine, so therefore you do all those things. You can have the biggest gas cooker and pressure cooker and whatever cooker, and you can cook yourself up also, but that qualities will remain within you. Second one. Third one. I don't think you studied the culture and the habit of the swines and pigs and that. You know when it is mating season, you must study these things here. When it is mating season, then the female pig, you understand what they call swaw, whatever they call it, you understand? So we just say female pig swine, right? When the female swine and is mating season, it never gets satisfied with one. It will call the male one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There'll be a real orgy going on there. So when you non-Muslim Tom, Dick and Mary, you're going to eat that pork bangers and bacon and ham and all that, what do you think? Weekend comes, long weekend come. How many orgies you going to have now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Good Friday, in the name of Easter Monday? You be honest about these issues here. Yeah. So therefore, Islam teaches us, not only for Muslims, it teaches humanity. Our message is global and international. Ya ayyuhan nas, kulu mimma fil ardi halalan tayyiba. O humankind, O people, consume that from the land and sand, which is halal, which is lawful, and which is tayyib, and which is pure, and so forth. No person in the world can tell me that the swine and pig and whatever you is something halal or is something pure. Every divine scripture has condemned pork, you must remember. But today, who's interested in the Torah or in the Injil, in the Bible or in the Torah? The majority of Jews are secular Jews. Majority of Christians have left their religion. The only thing they got is a Christian name. So Islam's message, Islam is the best, and our message is to the rest. Chapter 2, verse 168. Ya ayyuhan nas, kulu mimma fil ardi halal. You Tom, Dick and Harry, Tom, Dick and Mary, you should try it. Stay away from all wine and swine. Stay away from all these haram things and unlawful things. And then you will see that how your body will be building up physically and spiritually. And that is Islam. We're not only concerned about the physical side, we're worried about and concerned about the spiritual side as well. So that is the beauty of Islam, chapter 2, verse 168. What you say now, Mr. Pressure Cooker?
Mufti Saab, will you be celebrating with us this year at Zoo Lake as we make tawaf and we need some spiritual advices there? How do we book you for this event?
So we don't go to haram places. That is exactly what the Quran says you mustn't do. the whole month you were fasting, and then you go to Zoo Lake, and then you're going to go there, and the women, majority of them, will be with lipstick and dipstick and their perfume and makeup, dressed to kill, majority of them, and the boys will be there. You think they're interested in one, you understand, spiritual message, AK is going to address you. No, we don't go to these haram places with Allah's help. You are now ogling, checking which cherry is the best there, which one is available for a date, which one is available to have a good time. So you just kept fast, my brother, for 30 days. You read Taraweeh, you read Quran. And then what you did? وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَضَتْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثًا. There was a lady who was mentally disturbed there in Makkah. And what she did, whole day she used to fasten the yarn, the cotton, and so forth. Evening time came, she would just release it. All her effort gone in vain. So Almighty Allah is addressing me and you, O Muslim, O Sa'im, O fasting person. You were fasting Ramadan, you cried, you read Quran, you gave charity. What are you doing on the day of Eid? You go to Zoo Lake and do all zoo business? Who and who is in a zoo? So that is chapter 16, verse 92. وَلَا تَكُونُوا, you must not be, كَالَّتِي أي كَالْمَرْأَةِ الَّتِي, like that lady there, نَقَدَدْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثَا. Chapter 16, verse 92. She fastened the yarn and then she released it. You did good deeds, my brother. Eid day come and you pour water over everything. I want to check my cherry out. I want to check my girlfriend out. Which outfit she got and so forth. And then you will put one Molvi there, one crazy guy. We're going to give you spiritual advice. Who's interested in that advice at that time? Satan is already released on Eid Eve and he's got hold of you already. So la'allakum tashkurun. What is our Eid? Our Eid al-Fitr, Quran says, chapter 2, verse 185. Ya Allah, you gave us another Ramadan. You gave us Siyam and Qiyam. Daytime we were fasting. Nighttime we were reading Quran, we were doing khairat, sadaqat, we were empowering people, we cried for Gaza and Sudan, we cried for Burma and for Kashmir and India. But Eid day we come, instead of la'allakum tashkurun, the day of gratitude and thankfulness, this ummah went and made la'allakum takfurun. They went to make kufran and ni'mat, and kufr don't mean to go out of the fold of Islam, they went to go make kufran and ni'mat and show their ingratitude to Almighty Allah. Absolutely haram to go to Zoo Lake and all these haram places. Me, I'll be in Komatipur visiting the Jews' cousins there. You understand? You know the Kruger Park. There's a lot of swines there and there's a lot of monkeys there and so forth. So Almighty Allah made them waja'ala minhumul qiradata wal khanazir. Chapter 5, verse 60. So that is where we will be. Last question.
Mufti Sahib, why do we have to break our fast with khajur? Is there any significance to this?
100% the first significance is mentioned in Surah chapter 3 verse 31. Almighty Allah states, In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah Jalla wala, fattabi'uni, follow me, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immaculately. My brother, sister, is not only sunnah to break the fast with dates and whatever time your maghrib time is, sunset time and after sunset. Even now, your suhoor time, ni'ma suhoorul mu'mini at-tamr, the hadith in Abu Dawood ibn Hibban, that the best suhoor, pre-dawn meal, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, is dates. So, yeah, why? When we imitate, emulate the Master, alayhi salam, yuhbibkumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah forgives you your sins. Barakallahu fiqh, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.